to join with you again, this time. As I come close to you, I feel your energies and your love, also your expectations of your lives. Expectations of your blossoming of spiritual attributes. For this, my dear friends, I thank you for your love and your consistency of wanting to become better human beings. I would like this time to discuss with you a little about your spiritual unfoldment and what you wish to achieve. I have spoken much about the power of your mind. I have spoken to you about all possibilities and what you can achieve. But at this time, I would just like to say that now is the time for you not just to recognize spiritual attributes, but to experience firsthand these things. I hear you say, but how do we go about doing these things?
Yes.
You go forward and in your meditative state, you begin to realize and to take control of that mind, which controls all aspects of your living. It is all very well to recognize with words what you can achieve. But it is the experience which will take you forward. Do you have any questions about this?
Anyone?
You all fully understand what I am telling you.
My difficulty with the word is the experience of a spiritual matter. Sometimes when I sit quietly, I just think I'm in a silent blank world. I have no feeling that I'm getting anywhere. But I have to travel hopefully and follow the advice and to sit and wait for, to experience something, something I would dearly love to happen.
But, my dear friend, your experience comes within that quietness, that vision which is before you. And only in those conditions can you begin to take control of your thinking and your life experience. It is within that meditative state that all things come to you. You must realize that experience is to find this quiet place at all times and at all stages of your existence. It is not easy. I know that, my dear friend. But each one of you must endeavor to go forward in your own way. You understand?
Yes.
Yes, I get the impression your words relate in the first place to the meditative state. And I, for one, would need to dig more deeply there and following that stage that is then also an influence on what we do in our active lives.
Yes.
So it's that two-part thing. Am I correct?
Of course, human living will be influenced by your spiritual status, of course. But you must all endeavor to move forward. You cannot be content in just the intellectual knowledge of what you have to do. That knowledge has to become experience of the spiritual attributes. Is that helpful to you?
Yes.
I think those of us who find it difficult to get into a meditative condition would just have to be very patient, and I have heard that it could take up to a year to get there. So I think we need a lot of patient people like me anyway, probably like you.
There is no time limit to go deeply into that state of existence. Takes all of your lifetime. It is not something you can achieve so quickly. It is ongoing throughout your physical lives and continues, I have to say, into our spiritual realms. So you see, it is appropriate for you, whilst on this earth, to begin those spiritual exercises and practice to better go forward, to enhance your daily living. But again, as I have said so often, it is entirely your choice.
Yes.
And however much you wish to progress, you must move forward in the state of mind. I feel your quietness and silence. I feel a little puzzlement with you.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were talking directly to me. I was mumbling under my breath, thank you. Sorry about that.
There is no need to apologize, my dear friend. Each one of you within this room is at a different stage of development. Some, of course, have been on this pathway for many years, and some we know are new to spiritual ways. Although that is not quite true, because from the time you are born to this world, your spiritual growth has already begun. But unconsciously you move through life without realizing that you have spiritual backup, I believe you might say. But what is more important is that as individuals you must move forward. Do not become complacent in what you know. Because so many in your world feel that they know so much, when in fact they know so little. So never allow your ego to come to the fore, but to work and strive tirelessly for your own spiritual growth. It matters not what another is doing. But I do feel, and this room is a fine example of people at different stages of development, but who are also very united in their goal. So, you see, it can work. And that is what I would wish you to consider this time, my dear friend. Who think just a little more deeply about moving forward.
Yeah, you convinced me to have it. I'll have a bash every morning if I can. Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up over it, Rob.
No.
Then they're defeating the object.
I'm always worried about somebody coming and waking me up from it, and I don't know why, and barging in the middle of it. It can only be Daphne, but
put a note on the door.
Yes.
The most perfect time would be before your sleep state.
Ah.
But most people find this difficult because they find they drift to sleep rather than to enter that state of peaceful existence.
Much easier if you're an insomniac.
Yes, I do believe that could help. Yes. Do you have any questions?
Just going back on what you just said about doing it last thing at night. Now, I have tried this, and you are right. You do go into a sleep. But I just wondered if there was any gain there that... I presume there isn't a gain if you do go into a sleep.
I would say to you that you have sent the thought out to be in that state of existence. So you do not lose anything, but it is far better that you have some awareness of what is happening, that you gain control of your mind, of your thinking, of your actions. But it is entirely up to each individual to find a time which is suitable and right for them.
Yes, I use the evening time. I do find that my awareness is sometimes intermittent. So it's as if I have periods of unconsciousness and periods of being aware.
Yes, but it is all working towards control. And that is what you must strive towards. But if you do not give of the time, how can you make that progress? How can we come close if you are not allowing it to happen?
But returning to the ego for one moment, it doesn't seem to realize just how much knowledge is simply not worth knowing.
That is why it is called ego. The physical part of the intellect, of the knowledge, of the knowing, humankind cannot differentiate between what is unsuitable and what is true knowledge. Man has always found it difficult to recognize that his own ego must be placed to one side if he truly wants to develop spiritually.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to hear you say that. Because I've noticed some scientists can become fascinated in some backwater of knowledge which just doesn't lead anywhere.
Yes. But do not be too harsh. Judge them.
Say, I'm being a little judgmental. And,
because they are striving to work out for themselves this a phenomenon which they call ego. Because some of your scientists do not see farther than the ego. They do not see the spiritual aspects of mankind so clearly. So,
yes, well, that's another clarification, thank you.
Yes.
I was just thinking something about, you said to us in the beginning, you likened us in spirit to a rough diamond and take a little bit off and you polish it and it becomes beautiful and go back. When we go back into spirit, when we reach the highest point that we, when I say highest, we're probably talking about vibrations, lighter vibrations, does the whole of our spirit have to be together to move on? Does the part that, the many facets, do all the facets have to join together first before they can move on? Or can one facet go it alone, as it were?
Yes, one aspect can always still at that stage make individual judgments or movement or decision.
Mm.
Yes, but still remain part of the whole.
So in order, what I'm trying to say is that when we've got rid of our physical garb and we're in spirit, in order to move on to the highest point that we could possibly get to,
you will never reach the highest point.
No, but the highest point.
Because it is not known.
No, but what I mean is the highest level that we could ever attain, let's put it that way, would the whole group of facets would have to move together.
No,
no,
becoming confused and bogged down, I believe you would say.
Yes, I am.
With physical thinking.
Yes.
Yes. When you reach the point of being energy,
yes,
you are absorbed into the whole, but there is still an individuality within that energy. We are reaching difficult topics for you to understand.
But it is the soul's progress which is the important thing.
Is never ending.
Right. Yeah, no, I can understand that. I was thinking.
Yes,
originally in a physical sense as opposed to...
You are thinking more of those lower planes of existence, I feel.
Yes, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
But it is a good question to be asking of yourself, because it shows that you have moved forward in your thinking.
Well, that's nice to know anyway.
I'm possibly connecting with that. Last time Sonny met, you used the expression graduations in time.
Yes.
In spirit. Does that refer to aspects that have lived lives in different times on Earth?
Not necessarily. It is a graduation of energy. We are talking on difficult subjects here. Difficult in as much as you can understand. But of course there are graduations of time. But it belongs to the refinement of energy.
Would it be a coming together of knowledge, spiritual knowledge?
It is a refinement. That is the best way that I can put it to you.
I think I'm seeing it as a more general condition of spirit.
Yes. It is just a progression. Yes. Perhaps the word graduation was not a wise one on my part. But as always, to use your physical language to explain spiritual knowledge has always been a difficulty for us.
Yes, of course.
No.
Simon, excuse me, before you go, could you, if appropriate, could you give a few words of encouragement to the young lady in my birth, please?
I would like to hear her voice, please.
Good evening, Simon.
Good evening. Yes. We have met before, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
I have spoken to this one before. Yes. I believe there was some doubts as to what she was seeing. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. But you have within you a spiritual nervousness, I believe. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yes. But you will move forward, and your life is moving forward. And sometimes you feel that you do not understand your own pathway in life.
Yeah.
Yes, but do not be too concerned, because many surround you for upliftment and guidance. And if I may suggest that you have a young gentleman, a brother, who can help you in many ways, that both of you could develop spiritually by speaking deeply with each other. There is a bond there that you are not aware of. But your life is moving in the right direction. Do not doubt that. But I do not usually speak personally, but I will tell you that your life path will take a different direction as you grow a little older. And it is for the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Now, my dear friends, as I leave you, I hope my words at this time have inspired you in some small way, and that each one of you can take from these words some little comfort, or some hope that you may go forward with your own lives, knowing that there is much you can achieve. I leave you always, my dear friends, encompassed within my love. and my healing for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.